Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Clint, we talked about this earlier this week, and I'm really intrigued to hear from you and the people how you feel about this. Chandler Rome earlier this week talked about the potential of Justin Verlander being able to come back here. But in his explanation of how he potentially sees that going, he brought up something between Dana Brown, the general manager, and Jim Crane, the owner. And I think we kind of laughed it off a bit, but I think there's maybe a little bit more serious conversation there. Here's Chandler Rome talking about Justin Verlander, a potential return to the Astros. But listen in particular with what he says he believes the relationship and how things could go between Dana Brown and Jim Crane.
I would put the odds at greater than 50% that it happens. I've not been told that anything is like tangibly close, but I mean, you don't really have to have like backroom sources or anything to hear this. Like, I mean, Justin Verlander, when the Giants came to Houston this year, like Justin said, like on the rail, like, yeah, I'm always open to coming back here. I want to come back here. He said he called Jim Crane last year when the Giants offered him and said, can you match this? And Jim at the time said they weren't in a position to do that. Like, you don't need like some, you don't need to know people to know that. Like, he has said that all, it's very clear that Justin Verlander really likes it here. He and Jim Crane are very good friends. I can imagine that if this does get done, it will be a Justin Verlander and Jim Crane negotiation. I think Dana would be looped in at the last minute to just let him know that, hey, it's happening. And but I don't think, I mean, I think a lot of people would look at it as, oh, like, here we go again. But I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world. Justin Verlander was excellent in the second half last year.
We already had the conversation about if you'd like to see Verlander here. But when you listen to that, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, Clint and Tyler, are you okay with that being how it potentially is run? I think Chandler Rome is as keyed and locked in with the Astros and that organization as anybody, that there is a scenario in which Jim Crane is just like, hey, I got this. And here, man, I'll just let my general manager, I'll just let him know a little bit later on. Like, I'll give you a heads up just to loop you in to let you know, hey, this is what's going on. Like, are you all right with that? And how, I mean, is this just, obviously, Jim Crane is the owner. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do. But generally, you put people in place to run things. That to me is a weird dynamic. If that is the, hey, Dana, man, I got this.
Well, to me, it's weird if it's a way of doing business. If it's just a Verlander deal, and there's already an existing relationship that's been there for 10 years.
And
you're gonna get a team friendly deal, whatever that looks like with Justin Verlander, and there's gonna be a certain understanding, and there's a friendship and a chemistry that's there with the owner that's not there with Dana Brown, or a trust that's there with the owner that's not there with Dana Brown. In this one unique situation, I don't. It doesn't bother me one bit. Now, if Jim Crane's going to run the team and just tell Dana Brennan, I'm going to loop you in. Anytime somebody calls me that I like, I'm going to loop you in on it at the end. I would imagine that'd be a strange way of doing business.
Like I wonder, is Altuve just Jim?
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think Dana's calling the shots on Altuve.
I'm not saying calling the shots, but I'm like, we got to be. Hey man, what do we think about this? There ain't, if he wants Justin Verlander.
They're round tabling all these decisions, but I just don't think out too that there's one guy that's two guys, including Jose and Jim Crane, that are in control of his future here or not with the Astros.
Like every time I hear that, I just think, damn, that is like a slap in the face. Like, hey man. Hey Tyler, man, I'm gonna loop you in on this thing right here, man. We already got one of your spots decided. Like, that is again. I hope that maybe it is like you said. It's just a Verlander thing. If there is anybody else, like even if it's Altuve, I think it's a realistic conversation. If Dana Brown is like, hey man, like if we're talking about winning, like I don't know how much longer it would make sense for us to go with Altuve with his shortcomings. I'm not saying that's the conversation, but it seems like, nah, man, don't even bring that up, Doug. I got it. Like, I mean, that is, I don't know, boy, that just seems.
Well, I mean, look, let's be honest. I mean, the Altuve experiment in left field, along with his coming out of his shoes at the plate on every first pitch he sees, did not fit what Joe Espada or Dana Brown was talking about at the plate last year.
No.
Yeah. I think
Jim Crane and Jose Altuve are gonna make the decision of Jose Altuve.
Man, that just can't be public right there. I mean, the way that Chandler just said that, yeah, man, they'll loop his ass in here in a little bit, man. Just let you know, the deal's done. Okay.
That's the interesting part is just how matter of factly. Chandler Rome said it. Like, I ain't no big deal. I'm just gonna keep this move. He didn't even check up. He just said it and kept moving.
He said Justin Verlander just called Jim when he was with the Giants and said, "Hey, man,
let him when they were in town. Let him know.
Let him know, man. That is
Justin
that
Verlander.
That is an odd way to go about things." All right, coming up as we get you back ready for this game against the Jags. What will it mean? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. They're not putting in the rookie. What will it mean if the Texans win this game? For you, what will it mean to you the rest of the way if the Texans win this game? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.